Right off the bat, I want to thank the at least the first 100,000 of you that subscribed to me for that little thing right there. Without you, well, I clearly wouldn't have it. And you know these videos where the guy's like, hey, thanks guys for the 100,000 subscribers. Those videos are usually, well, they're kind of lame, right? They're kind of boring. So I want to, there's a couple things we'll do in this one. First of all, I will give a couple of details about my personal life and stuff that some of you might find interesting, some of you not, but I'll put the little chapter things. I'll try to remember to do that in this video for this reason specifically, because I will also talk some about the Lake Michigan Stonehenge site. Now, I'll admit right out the gate, there's not a whole lot of data on the site that I have. There's not a whole lot of data on the site, but we are going to discuss it for a little bit, and you'll get to see what Dan thinks about it, because I know a lot of you have asked me about it. So right off the bat, I'll just start with a little bit of personal stuff. For those of you who aren't aware, I'm a single dad. I have a 16-year-old son that I have full custody of. I have two older children as well, but they're grown. My 16-year-old I have custody of, and he does sports and all that kind of stuff. He's an active dude, and I don't try to miss his stuff. As a matter of fact, quite frequently I schedule my trips and stuff to go to a podcast and whatnot. I will schedule that around his wrestling this last time. Also, I went to camp, the podcast with Mark Gagnon, and I was also on Concrete with Danny Jones, in addition to Joe Rogan, if you guys aren't aware. And before that, I did the Matt Bell podcast. His is Limitless. That was the first one that I went to. And I've also met with Graham Hancock, and I went and traveled to LA to meet him. So this last year, I've done a lot of traveling, a lot more. I hadn't traveled anywhere since 2005, as a matter of fact, and then I've flown like a whole bunch, gotten used to things have changed a touch. But the reason I want to talk about that side of it is because it slows me down. Family stuff slows anybody down, right? But in addition to my son and stuff, I have my mom's bedridden, and my dad needs help with her, and I'm not the only one that helps, but I do help. And I have siblings that throw in, and some of them help more than I do, to be honest. But it's not always been the case. And anyway, I spend a lot of time with that as well. So I don't just, even though the YouTube thing does definitely liberate a guy and gives him a lot of time and a lot of freedom in ways where it's like 2 o'clock in the morning, almost 3 o'clock in the morning right now, actually, as I record. But I can work at 3 a.m. It's, you know, that's some freedom. But it also, it doesn't stop. My life still is a whirlwind at times. So I apologize when I don't get content out as early as I would like or as frequently as I'd like. And the big one is the comments on YouTube. I always feel guilty about this. The way the comment system's set up is just so frustrating, and I can't get into actual, like, a serious conversation without, like, scrubbing through comment sections and looking through the notifications, and it's just a nightmare. They don't have a good way. It's a really horrible system. So I don't use a lot of the YouTube comments nearly as much as I probably should, and I apologize for that, but I really don't know what to say except for they need a better system or I need more hours in the day. Eventually I will have more hours in the day, I guess, right? As I get older, my son will go off to college and stuff. If you watch this, boy, you're going to college. Anyway, there's other things that go on in my life as well. But that's just wanted to get that part out of the way. I'm a kind of a busy dude. All right, so coming out soon, I'm going to have a video on the Cuban underwater site, right? The Cuban underwater lost city or pyramids or however you want to call it. And the reason that I'm doing that one instead of Lake Michigan and the Lake Michigan Stonehenge just kind of getting shoehorned in here is because the Lake Michigan Stonehenge site was the video I wanted to do first. I was researching that because so many people have asked me about it. And I can see why, because there's no freaking info out there. Like, I was looking at first, I'm like, I'll just grab a bunch of info from all these different places probably and put it together. I was kind of excited. It's like, hey man, there's not much info about this. That's right up my alley. But the problem is there's not much info for a reason. We'll just start by talking about the site. The site's about 10,000 years old, all right? That's what they think. And it consists of a number of stones, but the impressive part is a little hexagon of six stones, right? And one of these stones has a carving of a mammoth or a mastodon or some big fat elephant type of thing on it, right? And the stones are pretty big. I mean, not all of them, but a number of them are pretty large, like the size of a Volkswagen or whatever they say. You know how those American measurements work. Anything to beat the metric system, as the memes say. But the whole deal here is This site is interesting. It looks like it was actually set up to be like an area to corral game into. Like they would build, I forget the exact name of it, but they set up rock walls. They still do this in all parts of the world today where they hunt wild game. Just a way to just kind of encourage them to go in the right direction, right? So they think that that's what this is probably for. There's no technology or anything cool that was found around the site. There was like nothing that's there because it's underwater, right? So as far as I'm aware, they didn't really find much of anything. But here's the big problem. Like, I wanted to do archaeoastronomy because that's one of the clear, you know, things you would think about. So maybe it's even one of the hypotheses that the academics have. But the site's hidden. The site is not openly available to the public, and I don't mean you can't go there. I mean, the site is, like, they don't tell you where it is. So I can't get a reading or a measurement or anything like that off this thing because they don't tell you. So I'm forced to look at other people's work, and nobody else has done any real work on it, it seems. So it's just like, there's a site here. So it's kind of frustrating because there's really, like, with them, it's a thing where it's the art academics dealing with the tribes, and they agree that, you know, to protect the site. And I get it on the one hand. On the other hand, it sure makes researching a video about the place very difficult. So at the end of the day, the Lake Michigan Stonehenge site is very mysterious because they won't tell us where it is. So we are basically, this is one of those times where we are very much stuck listening to what they tell us, because short of going out and combing the bottom of Lake Michigan, which is a big ass place, and I'm going to go out on a limb and say when they try to hide the place, if you start getting close or you make a big point of like, I'm going to go find a thing, there might be some letter boys, the alphabet guys show up and be like, you need to stop what you're doing there, homie. So anyway, I don't think they're going to be finding this place anytime soon. So you get conspiratorial about it as you like. And because honestly, they kind of left that door open now, didn't they? But as I was researching the place, I figured, you know, since I can find nothing, I'll at least look at the Cuban underwater site and see if there's some sort of similarity, because at least they're both in the New World. Maybe I can find something. And, well, what I found was the Cuban site's worth covering, and that will be my next video, which should be out in just a couple, 3 days. Should be out this weekend. It's a pretty amazing site, a pretty amazing story. Kind of crazy, to be honest with you. And like the Lake Michigan Stonehenge site, I've been asked to cover this numerous times over the last couple of years, but I just hadn't gotten around to it. But researching the Lake Stonehenge site, it was like all of a sudden that is going to be the aside that goes into the Dan's got 100,000 subscribers thing. And, yeah, you know, because the Stonehenge in Lake Michigan ain't crap compared to the Cuba one. But speaking of the 100,000 subscribers here, let's gawk at this stupid thing here for a minute. Here I go. Well, look, on the back it's all felty and stuff. It's aluminum. It's not silver. I went to the pawn shop and tried to sell it already. No, of course, I'm joking. See, look at that. Ooh la la. It says that I've got lots of subscribers and all that stuff. So, yeah, that's kind of cool. Again, thank you guys very much. It comes with paperwork and, like, a box and shit. I'll show you here at the end of the video. You can see. But I really appreciate it. It's like this is kind of, you know, a dream gig, right? And as I get better at organizing my life, because this is a little bit, you know, it's weird, right? It's a different kind of work and everything. It's hard to explain, but you kind of have to have your head in the right place to make a video and stuff. You know, otherwise, I'm just, you know, if I'm all frustrated with the world and I sit down and try to look at the camera, you're going to see that, right? And it's not going to be very, it's not going to be the kind of thing you're going to want to look at. So anyway, that site really sucks, and I don't want to be that way. I try to make sure that I'm a pretty happy-go-lucky dude, normal life. Like, there's things that I can get, you know, that I can get intense about, but by and large, I'm pretty much, there's a lot of things that I can just kind of handle, rolls off my back, and I try to make sure that I portray myself that way on the YouTubes, and that's hard to do sometimes. Usually it's all right, but every now and again, shit gets, like, if your head's in the wrong place, it's hard to do it, and that's a weird thing to say about work, especially for a guy who's, like, blue-collar, because, like, all my life I was like, man, I don't give two shits if you don't feel like turning a screwdriver, dumbass. Nobody does. Go turn the screwdriver, right? But this is a little bit different. So, anyway, I don't really know why I'm explaining all of it that way, but, yeah, anyway, you got to hear some of that. So here's Here's a video of me opening up the thing. I went to my favorite bar there, Mootsie's, the place that I mentioned on Joe Rogan. I went there to open this thing up, and I just figured it would be a little bit more fun open it. Basically, the point is so that I can tag the place in videos like this and give them some free advertising because I like the place, right? So there it is. Anyway, I want to thank you guys very much for watching. Like I say, just a couple days, you'll get a real video. I'm sorry that there's not much more to say about the Lake Michigan Stonehenge site. There just really isn't. If you're, as far as an Atlantis bro is concerned. Now, if you're into just like regular old archaeology, which I am, I mean, don't get me wrong. If you're into that stuff, there's plenty to say about the place, but that's really not the focus of my channel, right? I don't just talk about arrowheads and plain old archaeology. I'm always basically, there is some, you know, alternate history or whatever going on in most of my videos, and there ain't nothing that I can do at the Lake Michigan Stonehenge site except for say, I wonder if they're hiding something, and that's as far as it goes. So anyway, stay tuned, and you can see me talk about a site that really does have some cool shit next week, or not next week, just a few days, like I said earlier. And I'll repeat myself one more time, apparently. Thanks for that as well, since I'm repeating myself. You guys have a great evening, and I will see you in a couple days.
Woohoo! Alright,
open this your thing.
Where am I?
Never been better. God knows y'all on the line. Sincerely.
So much effort.
Don't worry.
So hard for an old man to do all these things. More take, Jesus Christ. This box will not be sold on the second market.
When you're first sun gets up in all glory, starts freaking out the neighborhood.
Jesus, there's that sea house.